Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Some 3,000 years ago, the wise man, perhaps Solomon himself, said it so well. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Simply put, you become what you think, negatively or positively. Your thinking shapes your attitude, and your attitude is like the woodcarver's tool that molds you into the image you become. A 27-year-long medical study documented what the writer of Proverbs observed a long time ago. Dr. John Barefoot of the Duke University Medical Center, an author of the study, says that people who are depressed, lack motivation, and generally feel hopeless have far greater health problems than those who are positive and upbeat. Furthermore, he says that individuals who think negatively of themselves and others have a 70% higher risk of heart attack and a 60% greater chance of premature death than those who are generally positive. He would agree with the words of Proverbs 23:7 in the Bible that says, "As you think in your heart, so are you." Okay, what's new? Solomon knew this some 3,000 years ago, but we've documented it today. Dr. John Barefoot believes that you just can't afford to worry. And if you find yourself feeling blue for more than a couple of weeks, you need professional help. The study also revealed something important, something that thousands of letters which have come to me over the years bear out. When you have a relationship with God, religious involvement is what the study called it, you have a more positive mental attitude, and your attitude determines your altitude, whether you get above your problem or sink lower and lower. The study shows that when people live with bad feelings, their negative attitudes tends to lead to excessive smoking, drinking, food binges, and dangerous activities which only feed the downward spiral. What does a God connection have to do with your attitude? Plenty, perhaps everything. Anyone who has read the Bible realizes there are times when individuals who had great faith in God ended up in pretty negative situations. Joseph found himself in prison because he resisted the sexual advances of the wife of the man he worked for. Daniel refused to bow to the king's image and ended up being fed to the lions, who, thank God, weren't too hungry. Jonah got tired of being God's spokesman and ended up being bait for a big fish. Read the New Testament and you'll see the same thing. Stephen was martyred. Paul was imprisoned more times than he could count. Scores of men and women found themselves badly out of sync with their society and experienced rejection and scorn. But, and this is where the whole thing turns the corner, when God's children found themselves in tough situations, they didn't give up. They didn't despair. Why? They knew that God, not their enemies or their adverse situations, they knew God would triumph. It was this confident assurance that made the difference. No matter how beleaguered they were or how hopeless things looked, they knew God was in control, and that kept them generally positive and upbeat. Okay, friend, on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you? If 10 on your scale is positive and upbeat and 0 is negative, how would you rate yourself? Without a relationship with God, there's little hope in some situations. But if you are fully persuaded that God is sovereign and nothing will happen to you apart from His knowledge, you can remain confident and upbeat no matter how dark the day. If you question what I'm saying, read Paul's letter to the Philippians written from prison and see how your relationship with God determines your attitude, and your attitude determines what you become.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.